This is DJ Bennett for the Kill Radio News team, and this is the weekly news in review. First up, a couple of notes. This summer, we are about to have the London Olympics, and this is the 40th anniversary of the Munich massacre, in which at least 11 Israeli athletes were murdered in a terrorist act back in 1972. For this 40th anniversary, there have been a lot of people who have been asking the International Olympics Committee, the IOC, to set aside 1 minute to commemorate the memory of these athletes. Yet the IOC is refusing to do so, claiming that the Olympics are apolitical, and therefore this would be a political comment. That is not what it is at all. It is to honor the memory of athletes who died in order to participate in the Olympics. And on top of that, back in 2001, after the 9/11 event, there was a minute set aside at that time to commemorate the people who lost their lives in that event. Wasn't that a political minute? I don't understand why the International Olympic Committee is ignoring this request for 1 minute silence to commemorate the memory of murdered athletes who were part of the Olympics. If they refuse to do this, I'm not going to express any interest at all in the Olympics this year. That's unfortunate. That's wrong. Also in the news, though not in the weekly news this week, we want to think about our friends who support the one candidate who has not conceded among the Republicans, Ron Paul. Ron Paul supporters would like Mr. Paul to speak at the Republican convention in Tampa coming up in a few weeks. But according to their rules, which appear to be arbitrary, since Ron Paul has not won the plurality of delegates in 5 states, they're not going to let him. Now, there are people trying to make this work, and there are people who say that he actually won plurality of delegates in 5 states, in 8 states, or even as many as 11 states. Though if that were really true, wouldn't he really be more likely the candidate than Willard Mitt Zombie? It seems that once again, the GOP, the grand old poop heads, have decided that being fair is unfair. And it looks like they're going to try to keep Mr. Paul out. I hope not. Mr. Paul is the only candidate among the Republicans who saw things or sees things more realistically than the other zombies. He's never conceded. He has never withdrawn like all the other coward candidates who all spoke so powerfully and strongly. And we're in this situation where the Republicans don't like Romney. Over and over again, that's what we're told. They don't really like Romney, but their pathetic, pathological hatred of Barack Obama means that they still want Romney to win. It's all about hate. Now, this week in my home apartment on my block, we had a power out for a few hours the other night and had to sit without electricity listening to music and the radio, everything battery powered. And I did something that I hadn't done in 4 years at least. I stopped listening to terrestrial radio back in 2008. And so what I did for the first time in 4 years was I spun the dial across my little portable AM radio. And I'm in the Los Angeles market, so the majority of radio stations that I heard either were in Spanish or Korean or Chinese. However, every English-speaking station that I went by, every single one of them, was hating liberals, Democrats, and Obama. That is all that I heard. Nothing but hate speak. Liberals are the worst people in the world. Liberals are dumb. Liberals hate America. Liberals hate human beings. None of this is true. And while I am sometimes, how do I put this, a little embarrassed at how partisan I become in this little news brief for which I am not paid, which I do as a service to the community, and which does get played in other places than in Los Angeles. But I realize that even my tiny voice in the middle of the wilderness is at least somebody saying that the Republicans are wrong, that their attitude is pathological hatred, that they're being irrational, and that every word that comes out of every Republican's mouth is just a lie. They do not speak the truth. As Ronald Reagan put it, facts are stupid things. They do not believe in facts. They don't want the truth. They only want to smear anything that they disagree with. Now, I know that there are a lot of people out there who have this sort of stupid attitude in their heads that Democrats and Republicans are exactly the same, and they're actually the same points to each other, as though they're opposites, and they're exactly the same. This is not true. At the very least, understand that the conservative radio stations, conservative speak, is not concerned with factuality or truth at all. We already know that if you listen to the faux news, you do not learn the truth, ever. People who only listen to Fox do not understand the world around them because they have been blinded by an agenda, a political agenda, which does not appreciate reality or the truth. What, the other day, I asked a question of a friend of mine who has decided that global warming does not exist. I said, with all the extremes in weather that we're having, do you still maintain that there is no anthropogenic global warming? And this is ridiculous. Every one of us, all of us, sees that we are having extremes of weather because there is too much global warming. This guy came back at me with this idea that the world is actually cooling down. No matter how many temperature records we break, no matter how much this actually goes exactly with climate models, the people who listen to Fox, the people who don't want to believe the truth, maintain that the world is getting cooler. This is what I mean. Truth does not matter to these people. So think about that, folks. Now, this is the Weekly News and Review. It was posted by Justin Stone on the 17th of July, 2012, and it does concern the news of the previous week. Journalists uncovered Bain Capital Securities filings identifying GOP presidential candidate Willard Mitt Romney, Mitt Zombie, as the head of the company until 2002, 3 years longer than he has previously claimed. Yes, he claims that he stepped aside to run the Olympics in 1999. If the filings are accurate, Romney would have controlled the investment firm during a controversial period when several companies it managed went bankrupt and others laid off thousands of employees. Either Mitt Romney, through his own words and his own signature, was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the SEC, which is a felony, said Obama deputy campaign manager Stephanie Cutter, or he was misrepresenting his position at Bain to the American people to avoid responsibilities for some of the consequences of his investments. Romney, who according to one of his campaign advisors retired retroactively from Bain in 2002, called on Obama to apologize for Cutter's remarks. "It's disgusting. It's demeaning," said Zombie. "Stop whining," said Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel. "What are you going to do when the Chinese leader says something to you or Putin says something to you? Going to whine it away?" Now, let's get this straight. Bain was a company founded by Mitt Romney. During this time period of 1999 to 2002, where he says he was not responsible for Bain, he was still the chief stockholder, the president of the company, and the CEO of the company. he was getting a paycheck of at least $100,000 a year. This is a paycheck more than most Americans ever see. Now, if he was getting a paycheck and he held those responsibilities with the company, even if he was working with the Olympics at that time, he was still running the company. So that's a lie. So he is not telling the truth. On top of that, there's also this stuff about his tax returns. Famously, his father in 1968, when he was running for president, turned in 12 years of tax returns. So far, Mr. Romney has only shown 1 year of tax returns. Curiously, back in 2008, when he was being vetted by John McCain for potential vice presidential running, he turned over to the McCain camp 23 years of his tax returns. What is it that he is so afraid of showing to the American public? If he could give 23 years to McCain, why couldn't he show 4 or 5 to the American people that he wants to be president of? Is there something in there that he doesn't want to admit? Meanwhile, members of Congress sparred over an Obama administration proposal to increase taxes only on those making more than $250,000 a year. About this, there is this idea that if you raise taxes on people making over $250,000 a year, that this will affect the people who create jobs. Now, according to nonpartisan groups who have investigated this, they say that small businesses that make over $250,000 tend mostly to be LLCs, limited liability corporations. They tend to be mostly things like celebrities who create corporations for the money that they make in their time, and that's musicians and actors and all that. And essentially, the percentage of small businesses that make more than that amount of money that would be job creators that would be affected by this tax increase amounts to about 3.5%. 3.5% of businesses that make that kind of money will have an increase in taxes. This is a tiny amount. And so therefore, we are once again being, you know, lied to. It's not going to affect billions of dollars in taxes. Also, Romney was booed during a speech before a convention of the NAACP in which he said he'd be better than Obama for black Americans. Well, to be fair, they booed him when he said the first thing he would do as president is throw out Obamacare, which black people like. It's a thing that they like. So the booing was not necessarily that he felt that he would be better. It's that he would throw out Obamacare. And elected officials were indignant over the revelation that Ralph Lauren's U.S. Olympic uniforms were manufactured in China. I think they should take all the uniforms, said Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, put them in a big pile and burn them and start all over again. Phoenix, a golden eaglet who survived the massive Utah dump fire in June, was reportedly clawing his handlers as they gave him antibiotics. He's not grateful, said one. More than 100 people were killed in a Syrian military attack on a small farming community near Hama, and the Red Cross classified the country's conflict as a civil war. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton met with Field Marshal Mohammed Tantawi in Cairo in an attempt to convince Egypt's military to cede political control of the country to civilians and to ease tensions with President Mohamed Morsi. Egypt is for all Egyptians, not for a certain group, said Tantawi hours after Clinton's departure. The armed forces will not allow that. The painter of a mural at Penn State University covered up the halo he'd drawn over the head of late football coach Joe Paterno following new revelations about Paterno's role in covering up the sexual abuse of minors by former assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. Sue Paterno has been quoted as saying her husband was not a saint, said Michael Pilato. That made this difficult decision easier for me to execute. Hans Christian Rausing, the billionaire heir to the Tetra Pak drink carton fortune, was arrested on drug possession charges, then rearrested for the murder of his wife, Eva, whose body may have lain in the couple's London mansion for a week before detectives found it. A Michigan woman came under investigation after police discovered the neatly dressed body of her companion, who was thought to have died in December 2010, sitting in a living room chair. It's not that I'm heartless, said the woman who would talk to the corpse while watching NASCAR. I didn't want to be alone. He was the only guy who was ever nice to me. In India, the village of Asara banned love marriages. Swedish public relations agency Studio Total released 90 minutes of footage documenting its airdrop of 1,000 teddy bears over the Belarusian town of Ivanets in a display of solidarity with pro-democracy groups. I think that when this gets out enough, said the plane's pilot, there will be changes in the Belarusian government. Scientists determined that hornworm caterpillars metabolize more efficiently when eating in the presence of predators, and that the sex ornaments of male swordtail charitsins appear to females like food. Veterinarians were baffled by the deaths of 512 well-fed Magellanic penguins found on the beaches of southern Brazil. And Jostra, the ostrich, who was to portray the bird who pulls Josephine Baker in a reenactment of a famous 1926 photograph taken outside Berlin's Hotel Adlon, died on a German circus farm after colliding with Henry, the South American Nandu. A middle-aged man assaulted an 18-year-old girl by sucking her big toe in a Georgia Walmart. And 29 Papua New Guineans were arrested for cannibalizing the brains and penises of high-priced witch doctors who had been demanding sex in addition to money, pigs, and bags of rice as payment for black magic services. It's against our traditional ethics and morals, explained a local cult leader, for a sorcerer to have intercourse with a man's wife or teenage daughter. That's it for the weekly news in review this week. Remember that we have to throw out every Republican, every teabagger in office this fall during this election in order to get this country back on the right track. I should be back next week. Thanks for listening to the weekly news in review.